Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just open the app and something good will already be playing. Because it's curated by real humans who love TV as much as you do. So you'll spend a lot less time scrolling and a whole lot more time watching. That's why Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. All you need to do is download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A White House meeting today between congressional leaders and President Biden working to avoid a partial government shutdown. The deadline this Friday, House Speaker Mike Johnson called talks productive, but still wants to tie U.S. border funding to a spending bill and the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. France says it's open to sending French troops to Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, when asked, says the U.S. is not weighing that option.
We'll let President Macron speak for his military and what he is or is not willing to do with his troops. The president's been clear. He does not support U.S. troops involved in this conflict in Ukraine.
Polls are open for a few more hours in Michigan. Voters are casting ballots in the presidential primaries. Some voters say they may put down uncommitted to send President Biden a message that they want a ceasefire in Gaza. The president says he's hopeful a brokered deal can be reached by next week. This is ABC News. Macy's is planning to close more than 100 stores as it shifts toward what it hopes will be a more profitable future.
It's Macy's Mother's Day sale now.
If your Mother's Day plans traditionally revolved around getting her gifts at Macy's, you might have to either pay more or look elsewhere. The company plans to close about 150 underperforming stores over the next 3 years to instead concentrate on the luxury market, which has been outperforming regular Macy's stores. The company also owns Bloomingdale's and the cosmetics chain Blue Mercury. Macy's says it'll open up more of those locations in the coming months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel has sold at auction for nearly $14,000. The first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was originally bought in 1997 from a bookstore in London with two other books for a total of 50 cents. Hanson's auctioneers say the uncorrected proof was sold to a private buyer in the UK. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ever wonder what's around the next corner? Past the trees. Into the canyons. Over the mountains. Or through the desert. That's where adventure lives. Take a Nissan SUV and go find it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmth continues for now as highs spike to the mid-50s. clouds will thicken and winds will begin to whip as a chance of snow arrives tonight. Expecting around an inch, you'll be battling blustery cold by tomorrow. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 47 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. In Manitowoc County, details have come to light about the case of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. The criminal complaint against 39-year-old Jesse Vang states he told police he used timeouts as a form of punishment for the little boy and threatened him with cold water if he tried to sit down after being ordered to stand 2 to 3 hours at a time. The search for Elijah continues. Governor Tony Evers vetoes a forever chemicals cleanup bill. The Republican-authored PFAS bill passed the legislature on bipartisan votes. In a Tuesday press release, the Democratic governor said he wants the Budget Committee to release $125 million in funding to the DNR to assist PFAS-harmed communities. In frigid temperatures, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
The 35 Under 35 program is a great way to recognize young farmers and ag professionals using the best farming practices to keep our environment sustained for our future generations to come. Through this program, I've really gotten to see a lot of different perspectives on how everybody defines sustainability differently.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07, reporting from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand.
Hundreds of Wisconsin employers and students will be participating in a new youth apprenticeship program this year. Governor Tony Evers says more than 400 students signed up for the business administration and education programs. Both career fields were added to the youth apprenticeship program last September. Participants take 1 or 2 years to take classes about their chosen field while working outside of the classroom. Evers says more than 8,000 students signed up statewide last school year. There's a call for criminal charges against a Republican lawmaker and the man who wanted to unseat the Assembly Speaker in 2022. The state's Ethics Commission Friday asked local prosecutors to look into State Representative Janelle Branchton and Adam Steen, who ran against and lost to Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. The Ethics Commission says the two were part of a scheme to skirt campaign donation limits by funneling money through the Langley County Republican Party. That money was then funneled to Steen's failed primary bid against Voss. In all, the Ethics Commission says the two were able to move $40,000 into Steen's campaign. Ticks aren't something that you typically worry about in February, but this warm winter means otherwise. UW Whitewater biology professor Tom Kluberanz says, besides more opportunities to contract Lyme disease, a longer tick season brings the threat of southern tick species migrating north.
The two that come to my attention are the Lone Star tick and the Gulf Coast tick. Those two both can transmit diseases, not Lyme disease, but other diseases, and are kind of poised to really, in the case of the Lone Star tick, to become more established in Wisconsin. In the case of Gulf Coast tick, to really kind of begin to get it established in southern Wisconsin.
Kluberant says even when it still feels like winter, ticks are active and you should still be wearing light-colored clothing and wearing repellent, just as you would in the summer. And a reminder to make sure that your pets are protected from ticks as well. The search continued and expanded over the weekend for a missing 3-year-old boy in Two Rivers. Police say their search efforts for Elijah Vu are taking place now on land and water, with boats, dive teams, drones, and canines joining in. The search for the toddler, who was last seen Tuesday morning, is now extended into Wisconsin Dells, which is the home of the boy's mother, Katrina Bauer. Two Rivers authorities say the 31-year-old Bauer handed her son over to 33-year-old Jesse Vang for discipline. Both Bauer and Vang are now accused of child neglect. A Minnesota native was the winner of the 50th annual American Birkebeiner, the largest cross-country skiing race in North America. Olympic gold medalist Jesse Diggins from Afton, Minnesota, won the 50-kilometer event in Hayward this weekend. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Maiden Rock Township on Sunday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Morgan Trainer of Maiden Rock was traveling eastbound on Highway Double C, approaching 150th Avenue, when he lost control of the vehicle, entered the ditch, and overturned. Trainer was taken to AdventHealth Durand with undetermined injuries. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is asking that a racial discrimination lawsuit be dismissed. The university responded yesterday to the lawsuit from its former interim director of the Office of Multicultural Student Services. Rochelle Hoffman, who is white, said she was moved from her job at the new MSS office in early 2022 because she was white. Hoffman says she was told she was being reassigned for her personal and professional safety. UW-Eau Claire denies that ever happened. The university does say Hoffman was stripped of her classes, but that was only because she was no longer with the MSS office. Hoffman said in her lawsuit she faced a racially hostile and abusive work environment because she identified as white. Chippewa County leaders are spelling out why they no longer trust Sheriff Travis Hakes. County Administrator Randy Schultz and Board Chairman Dean Gullickson issued a joint statement yesterday saying they have zero confidence in Hanks based on how he talked to a female 911 dispatcher, what he said about his outside jobs, the dim view that the county DA has of Hanks's credibility, and is damaging the credibility of the sheriff's department. The full county board took a no-confidence vote on Hanks 2 weeks ago. Hanks continues to say the county's displeasure and the continuing investigations are being prompted by his political opponents. The redistricting experts brought in by the Wisconsin Supreme Court will receive a six-figure payday for not drawing the state's new political maps. The experts submitted their $128,000 bill on Sunday. About half of that will come from taxpayers. The other half will come from the people and groups involved in the state's redistricting battle. The experts ruled that none of the seven proposals to replace Wisconsin's old political maps were good enough. The experts offered to draw their own maps,
But lawmakers cut that process short by approving Governor Evers' maps, and he signed those maps last week. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The new annual fishing licenses are now on sale with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. The 2024-25 variety goes into effect March 1st. There's a wide variety of available options. Some of the most popular are an angling pass for one person and a combination permit for married couples. Now, if you're looking for a Minnesota fishing license, more information's on available online at dnr.state.mn.us. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. Ah! But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hendrick foresees greatness for Byron and Fugel. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It was a season when NASCAR created the playoffs.
There's so much going on behind the scenes in 04.
A season with extreme emotion.
This has got to be the greatest day of my life.
And the fight is on in the pit area.
We dodged a huge, huge, devastating proposition that would have taken us out of this championship.
NASCAR Live presents 2004 Chasing History.
Somebody will look at a yardstick of our history and that'll 2004 is going to be on there.
Available Monday at MRN.com and wherever you download your podcasts.
During yesterday's Daytona 500 victory luncheon at Hendrick Motorsports, Rick Hendrick celebrated William Byron and crew chief Rudy Fugel. The organization, who has had some of the most potent driver-crew chief combos in NASCAR Cup Series history, may have birthed yet another, according to Mr. Age.
Well, I go back and look at Ray and Jeff and Jimmy and Chad. Rudy gives William the confidence that William needed and that they understood each other. Rudy and William really, really looks up to Rudy, and they are magic together. I think it's going to be as good as anyone we've ever had.
Hear more from Rick Hendrick tonight on NASCAR Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere.
the way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would, or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks looking for a third straight victory tonight as they play host to the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks and Hornets tip off at 5-4 tonight at 7 o'clock. To men's college basketball, where the Wisconsin Badgers go on the road tonight to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Wisconsin knocked off Indiana 91-79 at home last month. The Badgers sitting in third place in the Big Ten, looking to solidify their Big Ten tournament seeding. Tip off tonight from Wisconsin and Indiana set for 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night, the 5th-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles will be back in action as they play host to Providence. In the Horizon League tomorrow night, Wisconsin-Milwaukee goes on the road to IUPUI, while Wisconsin-Green Bay travels to Cleveland State. Spring training baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers in action this afternoon, taking on the LA Angels. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Three wrestlers join Elite Company as four-time state champs, plus more from the state wrestling meet. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Meet saw 42 boys champions crowned across three divisions on Saturday, along with 12 girls state champs. Further numbers include a total of 21 boys wrestlers that repeated as state champ, 7 who won a third title, 11 that claimed a second crown, and 15 male wrestlers who ended this season unbeaten. Among the undefeated wrestlers was Dawson Johnson of Cumberland, who won the 138-pound weight class in Division III by finishing his senior season with a perfect 58-0 mark. It was the fourth state title for Johnson. Joining him as four-time state champs were Connor Mirasola of West Bend West and Coy Hopke of Amory. Mirasola won the 190-pound title in Division I, and coincidentally, his twin brother Cole became a three-time state champion, winning the heavyweight title, as the pair accounted for a combined 7 championships in their illustrious careers. Coy Hopke recorded a first-period pin to cap off his fourth state title, this one at heavyweight in Division II. Of note, Dodgeville had the most individual state champions with 4. On the girls' side, junior Haley Krieger of New London will look to become the first-ever female four-time state champion next year as she grabbed her third state crown on Saturday at 152 pounds, finishing a perfect 42-0. She was one of 8 female wrestlers who finished unbeaten this year. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Remember last year's story about the Lake Erie walleye tournament fishermen who added some lead sinkers to their fish to boost their total weight tally? Well, there's a similar story that's broke down in the state of Kansas. I'll tell you all about it when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles,
up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
A man from Kansas who was declared a new state record holder for a crappie he caught last year in that state has had that fish removed from Kansas records after weights were discovered in the fish. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks verified a 4.07-pound white crappie caught by Bobby Parkhurst as the new state record in April of 2023. Shortly after certifying Parkhurst's crappie as the new record, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks received a tip from an eyewitness. The tipster said that the crappie had been first weighed at a second location where it weighed about a quarter pound less. Kansas game wardens met with the angler who voluntarily presented his fish for re-examination. Staff detected the presence of metal using a handheld scanning device. Wardens took the fish to the Topeka, Kansas Zoo for an x-ray, which revealed two steel ball bearings inside the crappie. As a result, the Kansas Natural Resources Department nullified the angler's catch as a state record and reinstated the previous record. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why!
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why!
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmth continues for now as highs spike to the mid-50s. Clouds will thicken and winds will begin to whip as a chance of snow arrives tonight. Expecting around an inch, we'll be battling blustery cold by tomorrow. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 47 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and you never know where you're going to find Susan Littlefield broadcasting from, as we are doing today's final bell from the Houston airport right next to baggage claim. I found some electricity and we are golden and good to go. And markets that, of course, saw some up numbers after that crazy disappointing trade that we saw on Friday. We actually got to see numbers up a little bit. Now we look at the rest of the complex as well. We'll kind of dive into what some of those factors were that moved these markets. But nice to see higher corn, higher beans, and believe it or not, even some green on that wheat. Cattle numbers saw some higher numbers, while the feeder cattle ended up lower and the lean hogs to the lower side. PJ Conrad joins us today. He is with Trados, and you won't be here at Commodity Classic, but hopefully next year you'll be able to join us down here. But hey, if we can keep these grain numbers going like this week during Commodity Classic, you and I could be the heroes of everything that's going on.
You know, there'll be a lot more people smiling going down there at you know, obviously up 8 doesn't fix our problem, but it sure puts a pep in our step for, I mean, just the last probably 2 months, you were lucky to find a day up 2 or 3. And so up 8 feels like up 80, but a lot of work left to do. But it's still, like you said, exciting. And if that's what it takes for the markets to rally, Susan, you can stay in Houston as long as you would like, because this is beneficial and, you know, just, I think if anything, emotionally appeasing. You know, it's you can talk about a lot of reasons of how we got here and everything going on, to bring the market down and then now, you know, whatever, one day up. And I do think just something to touch on is the emotional beating you take in this process, right? You go back and you kind of relive going back to last June and the things that led you to being sold or unsold, right? And a lot of history and statistics and everything else would tell you typically we get some post-harvest rally. And here we sit, you know, 60 days later, kind of the start of the year here, and it hasn't happened. And so I think you can tell it, and Susan, I'm sure you see it more than I do, of just the amount of, you know, frustration maybe is a good word. Did we miss all this forever? And, you know, nothing stays one way forever, and I'm not saying that we're going back to, you know, $5 today or that the bottom's in. You know, we could be down $8 tomorrow. But I think keeping your emotions in check in this time frame of saying, okay, I have to make a decision with, you know, whether it's a basis contract you had to do last week or, you know, futures contract you got to deal with this week, all of those things force you into making decisions that maybe you wouldn't make, right? But you don't want to make an emotional decision. There, you know, you want to get some cash out of the deal, but try to revisit. If you've wrote it down to this point, you, in my opinion, it's the time of year you'd want to retain some ownership to at least say, can we catch some sort of retracement? Now, I don't know if that's 450 or 5, but I do think there's everyone's targets are obviously lower when you see this type of pullback. So I think on the way up, you know, if you get 450 cash type value out there, you probably run into a decent slug of farmers selling. And so that's just something to keep in mind as we move along here and hopefully see more positive markets.
So I want to kind of rewind to what we saw on Friday's trade because it was a gut punch. I was at NCC, the Classic, and I had so many guys come by to say, really, did I just look at that right? Did corn finish below $4? And I know that's a level we don't want to see and hopefully a level we don't go back to. But you talk about the emotion and trying to keep it out of this marketing trade. We've got guys that got grain still in the bin going into this year's spring planting. What is kind of the mode of action at this point of other things that you guys are suggesting to your clients?
Okay, so you look at that, and yeah, today we even went down, March corn went down to 394.5, kind of early trade there going into midday. We finally bounced off, and you hope maybe those are some of the scoring, some of the lows. You know, you get it down 5 and you close up 8. You know, the buzzword probably running across a lot of commodity talk shows today will be was this a key reversal? Well, we need to see follow through. But, you know, what do you do about it? Because you're, unfortunately, on one hand, you do have grain in the bin that you have to do something with. You got to kind of look out and think, okay, March, you probably need to move some stuff. And so you're making some decisions from a cash flow reason, but be reasonable with your expectations too. I think that's the biggest thing. Just having some conversations with guys, it's like, well, how much did you have sold, say, during harvest? What'd you sell during harvest? Okay, let's fast forward to now, and your sale that maybe you made, let's just say Friday at $4 cash. Well, depending on your percentages, what's that do to your total crop average? Then you move forward and say, well, my next increment, you know, if it's at 450 cash, what's that do to my total farm average? And the biggest thing I think with all that is just having good expectations, but not pushing yourself down the line where you wake up in late June and you're in the same situation, whether prices, they could be higher, or you have to put yourself in the mindset they could be lower too, or basis could be 30 cents wider. And those are all conversations you need to have with yourself or someone to say, well, where am I going to be after going through this? The emotion of the down is real. You also got to remember the emotion back up is going to be equally as strong of thinking, well, this corn was worth 5 or whatever the number is. Don't get greedy either on the way up. You do have another crop you're going to put in the ground, and don't let your 23 marketing and completion of marketing this 23 crop distort your 24 thought processes too. If you're sitting on a decent chunk in the bin, you're going to have to be a seller of 23 crop here in March. If you can move some in April, May, that should be a great basis opportunity there. But you should also be making some 24 decisions because there's a lot of seasonality after, you know, July 10th, 15th that we're going to fall off. And so consistently putting yourself, you know, 1 month ahead or 2 months ahead mentally of a price action can keep you out of, you know, maybe where you sit today. And I think this pullback has taken everybody by somewhat of a surprise.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell as we get ready to kick off Commodity Classic here in Houston. More is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow. grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. I'm talking to you from Houston, Texas, actually the airport at this point, first half of the corn perspective. Let's look at soybeans. Kind of give us your takeaway of what we saw for soybeans on a Monday with all those influences we have coming in from South America when it's talking about what their yield numbers are looking like at this point and weather there. And I know it's late February now, PJ, and guys are like, hey, I'm ready to get in the field.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, bean action maybe wasn't, I guess we're finished 10 cents off the lows on the March contract. Maybe not as exciting when you see corn up 8. Corn did have some really strong export numbers, export inspections, like 48 million. And so that's always a positive, where beans are more just in the middle of the range. So I don't know if that's why they didn't get as excited, but it did seem, and I can't remember where I read this, but it sounds like maybe South American or CONAB's walking back from their yield still. And so at what point does USDA walk some of that back? I mean, that's kind of the everlasting question, is how big was that crop down there? And it seems like you can't get a handle on it at all, versus you question our crop numbers, but down there seems like even more of an elusive number to come up with. But you do wonder or think there's probably some good probabilities we see a decrease in production down there on a balance sheet moving forward. To what degree will obviously be the mover. I will say the good and bad part about beans is they took $2 off, but they can also add $2 back in a pretty quick hurry if there is an issue somewhere, and that would be the kind of driving factor. Is it going to be a South American thing? And everyone said, funds are so short, they have to, and commercials are long, this thing has to rally. It doesn't have to rally, right? The market can remain irrational longer and you can remain solvent. So that's the whole deal, but you also got to look on the flip side, and fundamentals are what they are. They're obvious after the fact. They're trying to pick out maybe some points instead of pointing to all the bearish things moving forward, because those seem to be easy to find. Could we have some problems with the safrinha crop in just South America and the second crop in general? Could that yield drop back from their first crop on soybeans? Some of those actors can pump, fundamental actions can get things excited for the funds again and kind of work us back higher. Could we be $2 higher in a month and a half? I mean, there's a lot of statistics out there that would tell you we'll be back towards harvest type prices by April 1st, but that seems like a long call today, and I wouldn't put your money on it. But just the sector in general looks like it wants to finally maybe get off a point of weakness. You look at technicals, and there's a lot of different ways to read them and everything else, and everyone's chart has a different line on it that tells you some number. But at the end of the day, we've been at, what they would call weakness now for about 3.5 months, which is the first time in about 20 years we've done that. Now, again, that doesn't mean we have to rally or even go into strength. It might not be the rally you're looking for, but it would be an indication of a time you can make additional sales, or at least look to see what's happening. I hate to say it, but you might get some acre battle coming up. I mean, beans are low enough that I think we're still at 2.5 to 1 corn, or beans to corn. That probably doesn't argue a big acre shift. But if corn gets excited, beans are going to have to get excited. And again, the South, like you said, the South American yield number, if that can keep dropping, would be kind of the catalyst for beans to take back off.
So let's look at the flip side of that, and we look at the happenings going on within the livestock sector. How did they absorb all that's happening in this grain complex? And we touched on it a little bit last week during the program, but is this a time that we should really be doing some extra marketing and purchasing of grains for going into spring and summer?
I think so. I mean, obviously everyone's numbers look different, right? But to a certain degree, you got to say at some point, I'm willing to own the corn. And this would be when you're staring at, you know, 5 years lows, which you could, you know, make that argument that you were staring at those for the last 40 cents. But you want to keep booking those needs out, right? And if it makes sense for what you have doing, I definitely am a proponent of saying, let's get these locked in, because we are at some low numbers and we're coming in. I can't reiterate enough, we're coming in a time of year that we're going to get some market action to the positive. Now, we don't know what number that's coming from or where that's going to, but our abilities to have volatility in the market to the up are statistically higher for the next, you know, what, 4 months, roughly, 120 days. And so if you're a cattle guy, you got to be looked probably to be a buyer of corn anyways. You've got some great fat cattle numbers. On the flip side of that, you got some expensive feeders out there to buy too. So it's tough to make all that work. But if you can lock down this component, then it maybe takes out some of your other moving numbers within your operation, so you can focus on a different one to try to value add things.
All right. What's the best way folks can get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call us at, or call me at 402-858-7529. You can find us on any social media platform at Trados LLC. And you will not find us, though, at the Commodity Classic, Susan. So maybe next year you can find us there and I can hang out with you at the baggage claim. But maybe we could probably find a bar that would be a little bit better.
There you go. Of course, we encourage folks to come on out to Commodity Classic. That's where they're headed. And just a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's today's Channel Final Bell on the road right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Morton Buildings. On Friday, the USDA released their February Cattle on Feed report, highlighting some important and ongoing trends in the nation's beef supply. I'll have a breakdown of the numbers and the impact when we come back.
Hi, this is Max Armstrong here to remind you that the Morton Buildings annual sales event, Building Value Days, is on now till the end of February. That means you get the best for less. Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. If you need equipment storage or a shop for your farm or hobbies or even a garage, stall, barn, or storage for an RV, a boat, or vehicles, visit MortonBuildings.com to take advantage of their discounted sales event pricing. They use quality materials and expert craftsmen with an industry-leading warranty to ensure your addition is enjoyed by generations to come. And they have thousands of satisfied customers. I ought to know. I am one. Don't wait to take advantage of the Building Value Day sales event. Visit MortonBuildings.com today. Certain restrictions may apply. This offer may not be available in all states. To qualify for the discount, order must be placed between now and February 29th, 2024. Contact your local Morton office for more details or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Last week's Cattle on Feed report from the USDA showed that there were 11.8 million head of cattle and calves on feed across the United States on February 1st. It's worth noting that the report only counts cattle in feedlots larger than 1,000 head, so many farmer feeders don't get counted in the statistics. Now that figure, 11.8 million, represents a slight uptick from last year, and it was a little higher than analysts were anticipating. Total placements for the month were down 7% from last year at 1.79 million head, which is in keeping with the overall decline of the U.S. beef herd. Specifically, 370,000 head of calves less than 600 pounds moved into feedlots, while a decline in placements was noted for larger, specifically those bigger calves weighing between 900 and 1,000 pounds. Analysts were surprised by the placement number coming in as high as it did, given that January saw two long-lasting and widespread snow events that had been expected to slow cattle movement in the countryside. A few industry experts had expected to see the placement number as much as 20% below year-ago levels, so the relatively paltry 7% decline could cause some bearish reactions early in the week. But it shouldn't change the fact that the U.S. beef herd is continuing to shrink. On the flip side of placements is marketings, or the number of cattle sold out of those feedlots during the month. For January, the USDA said marketings totaled 1.84 million head, which was practically on par with levels seen 1 year ago. Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing says that with tight beef supplies, prices should stay firm, but the market will need to see new friendly news to justify any reason for prices to move above last year's highs. I'll have more when we come back.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Yes, according to the data from the USDA's Cattle on Feed report for the month of January, while the total number of cattle on feed was roughly on par with last year, where those cattle are being fed is changing. Texas has lost 40,000 head and Kansas is down 90,000 head from year-ago levels, while Iowa, South Dakota, and Idaho each have 10,000 more head of cattle in their feedlots. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Morton Buildings. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and windy this evening with blowing snow. Wind gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy overnight. A low of 7, wind chill to 10 below. Sun's back but colder and breezy tomorrow. High low 20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday. High up to 50. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently it's 41 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down.
Every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mama's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mama's.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We both give a little, ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out, that's what love is all about. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We both give a little, ain't no road too long, when we meet in the middle. Oh, I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little, ain't no road too long, when we meet in the middle. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked on the way that you take it, taking my shirt off and running my fingers through your long run. Hair falling in your eyes like the first time they caught
sleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough, 'cause I'm song.